Coming up tonight, we got kickball at Cedar Falls Park, 6 to 8 p.m. It's part of the WCHL Healthiest You Challenge. We got 64 competitors. They're all going to be out there. It's going to be a pretty nice night, and you are invited to come out and join us. We're joined now in the studio by Matt Bonds of Team Chapel Hill Gymnastics and Wes Tillman of the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Rec Department. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
So, Wes, let me start with you. We've got kickball tonight. What's it going to entail exactly, and how did it all come about?
Well, you just topped it off, and you know, Matt might be the kickball czar of czars here. We've
how did you beat out all of the other czars to become the czar of czars?
Well, I'll tell you, yeah.
Was that an election process, or did you just usurp it? Or
it's called show up and play.
All right, that works. All right, so Matt, tell us about yourself and your background. You're the coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a
Team Chapel Hill Gymnastics.
Yeah, this is my fourth year coaching for the Healthiest You. It's one of my favorite things to do, for sure, to kind of see people change their lives around. And it's great year to year kind of seeing people come back still at the Wellness Center years down the road and still losing weight and still making changes in their life. But about kickball, yeah, so this was kind of an idea that came up just before last year, and this is going to be our second annual kickball game. And we're really excited for it. It's a great way to kind of showcase that fitness isn't all about, you know, being in the gym, lifting weights, stuff like that. There's functional things you could do and fun ways you can do it. And I think the relationship with Chapel Hill Parks and Rec is a great, you know, natural relationship.
How does kickball exercise you? What does it work?
I mean, your work, it's legs. I mean, your legs. It's
hence
core.
The name of the sport, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just a fun way to get out there, get some cardio. I mean, I guess there's some shoulder, chest workout, throwing the ball.
Right.
Bumps
after you score.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got a little variation tonight we're going to throw at them, though, Aaron. So before you can score, passing third base, you're going to have to do 10 jumping jacks before you go home.
All right. All right. Yeah. Is that while the play is going on and they're running around the outfield trying to get the ball back in? Or
well, they're going to be safe on third doing the jumping jacks.
Okay.
They're going to have to earn it. This isn't, you know.
So this isn't like automatic home run if you boot the ball out.
No, my
strategy with kickball was always to bunt. Everyone else just like knocked it into the outfield. I just kicked it a little bit with my foot. Batted almost 1,000 almost all the way through elementary school. So
great. Yeah, we have high expectations at the Wellness Center. I don't think that's going to cut it.
So. All right.
You know what makes kickball a lot of fun here, and especially at Cedar Falls Park, is those fields are Pee Wee Little League baseball fields, mm-hmm. but they're the exact official size for a kickball game.
Nice.
So they're shorter base runs, 60-foot base runs.
Okay.
It's a little easier for a team to field a ball with it being a little smaller in play. And it's just we're just excited to welcome the Healthiest You Challenge and everyone from WCHL and out to the park. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Again, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at Cedar Falls Park, and everyone's invited out to this. And there's going to be some UNC soccer players there,
yeah,
I hear.
So John Bruner has reached out to a few of his folks, and we've invited a couple of players from the UNC soccer team to come out and join us and say hello, help us out a little bit. They may get involved in some play.
Right.
You mentioned that it is for everyone, so if you're listening and you want to come out and play some kickball and join in the fun, come on out.
Awesome. Can you win stuff?
You can win stuff.
Yeah.
There are some fun little things coming from Parks and Recreation. You may get a free gym pass or a pool pass, and there's a free pedometer you might be able to grab. And,
awesome.
Some nice little gym bags.
Really cool. Again,
sure.
Cedar Falls Park, just off Weber Dairy tonight from 6 to 8, and it's part of the WCHL Healthiest You Challenge. So back to Matt Bonds. You've been coaching your team year four now, this has been going on for a few weeks. So what have you been up to this year?
I mean, we've been having a lot of fun. We're starting our fourth week now, and we've been doing all sorts of stuff. We've been doing functional fitness, TRX, some group fitness classes for sure. I'll tell you, this year, my team is extremely motivated. I'm getting emails from all the participants. They're going to 5:45 a.m. spin classes.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I can keep up with this guy. You know? So they're definitely outdoing me for sure. Kind of like those soccer players are going to outdo me kicking that ball, I imagine. So, it's definitely been a lot of fun.
So for people who are not involved in the challenge and looking to get fit, we're still not too far away from people giving up on their New Year's resolutions. So what is your number one piece of advice for people to look into whether it's lose weight or gain muscle or just get fitter, what is your number one piece of advice?
Yeah, I mean, I think number one thing is, I'd say, you know, 60 to 70% of being fit is your diet. I mean, that's the where you can see the biggest change. So we got a... I was at the beach this weekend, so we got, you know, bikini season's coming up, and so that's the way to make that change real quick, I think. So diet, yeah.
Go buy a bikini, motivate yourself.
There you go. Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's men anyway. They got bikini briefs for men too. So either way, just go buy it. Look at yourself in the mirror and know what you need to do. So all right, sounds good. So 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, Cedar Falls Park, just off Weaver Dairy. Everyone's invited out to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anything else people need to know?
Oh, we've got official kickballs. Waka kickballs will
be
there.
Waka kickballs. Definitely. Awesome. Yeah, so they've got an official regulation kickball.
There's an official regulation
there's
kickball.
There's a set of rules
and all
right.
that good stuff. So
I like
we won't be following all the rules, but we'll have some fun for sure.
We're going to play loose and fast.
All right. Yeah. On the regulation field with the regulation kickballs. Yeah. Everything else is totally free for all. Awesome. Matt Bonds, Wes Tillman, thank you so much and looking forward to tonight.
Thanks for having us.